Minister Brown to lead the charge for safer gambling in Ireland. In an era where gambling-related issues loom large, Minister James Brown is leading the charge to reform the Irish gambling industry. While this initiative has sparked debates and concerns, Brown firmly believes that these changes are essential to protect the well-being of Irish citizens. The minister, speaking to the Irish Sun, vehemently defends his gambling legislation. He is resolute in addressing the claim that his law could devastate the horse racing industry and dismisses what he calls scaremongering accusations, such as the idea that people could end up in jail for posting tweets about bets. Transforming Ireland's gambling industry for public health. James Brown, a barrister with a personal connection to the issue, was chosen by Tánaiste Michael Martin to oversee the regulatory overhaul. His commitment to making gambling safer arises from a public health perspective. Brown has witnessed friends and constituents grapple with gambling addiction, and he believes that the stigma surrounding this issue often prevents it from being taken as seriously as other addictions. An ESRI report has recently revealed the shocking extent of problem gambling in Ireland, with 130,000 individuals affected, a figure higher than anticipated. In response, a new gambling regulator has been established to modernize an industry governed by laws dating back to the 1930s. The regulator will be empowered by strict legislation that allows for substantial fines on bookmakers and the possibility of imprisonment for executives. The proposed changes aim to transform how gambling operates in Ireland. Among the provisions are restrictions on TV betting ads before 9 p.m., an end to promotional offers like free bets, and enhanced support for individuals with gambling addiction. However, the legislation is currently undergoing adjustments and is expected to take full effect next summer. Despite these efforts to address problem gambling, the gambling industry and horse racing sector have expressed serious concerns. Betting companies fear that restrictions on bet limits could drive punters to the black market, and they worry about potential legal consequences for social media posts related to bets. Minister Brown, however, remains committed to the legislation's core goal, public health. He stresses that the gambling industry must change, as evidenced by the ESRI report, which highlights the damage inflicted on Irish society by gambling. Brown acknowledges that while not everyone who gambles has a problem, everyone is at risk, and addiction often goes unnoticed until it's too late. Minister Brown addresses industry concerns. Regarding concerns raised by horse racing broadcasters and bookmakers, Brown is confident that there won't be significant negative impacts on television coverage. He believes it's feasible for broadcasters to adapt to the new advertising regulations without causing undue hardship. He also dispels the notion that people could face legal consequences for sharing betting odds on social media, calling it complete scaremongering. While acknowledging the need for certain changes to the legislation, Brown is resolute in his commitment to make gambling safer and reduce its harmful effects on Irish society. By taking a public health approach and addressing gambling addiction as a serious issue, the Irish government aims to strike a balance between industry interests and the well-being of its citizens.